Hey everybody, this is John Maroon, President Maroon PR. Thank you for once again tuning into Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This year, we are calling our podcast The Brew, because you'll be hearing from all of our teammates about how they do their jobs, how they brew success for our clients. So hopefully you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply to your business. We appreciate you listening. And please give us a follow at Maroon PR and let us know what you think, if there's any topics that you want to hear about. Thanks, and here's The Brew. Hey everybody, John Maroon. Thanks again for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. This year we are calling our podcast The Brew. It's because we're talking about all that goes into success and being successful for our clients. And today we're going to talk about Maroon Plays. And anybody that's paid attention to the company knows we really primarily operate in three verticals: sports, hospitality, and nonprofit. So Maroon Plays is our sports arm. And really, if you look back at the genesis of Maroon PR and how it started when I started the agency, that was all we did originally out of the gate. And we obviously grown substantially since that time and do a lot of different things. So joining us today are two guys that have been with us for a few years now and really work on a lot of our sports clients, Matt Lund and Mike Twine. Matt and Mike, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, so like, really, but it's interesting. Looking back at the genesis of Maroon PR, I often think back to when I started this thing, we had two clients, right? We had Cal Ripken, who is still with us, obviously, and we had the Babe Ruth Museum. And so I thought, okay, then we're going to be a sports agency. And then quickly you realize if you're going to grow this, you got to do more. And that led into all these other things. But sports is at our roots. Sports is in our bones. And sports really feeds a passion. I know it does for you guys. I mean, right now, we're working on some really exciting projects in the golf universe, which also feeds a big passion for us, which Senior PGA Championship that's coming to Congressional Country Club in May, and the BMW Championship that's coming in August. I'll start with you, Mike. Maybe you could talk a little bit about the challenges that come with these events, right? They come to town, you know there's a starting point and an end point to them, and you got to drum up a lot of interest and get people excited. What do you love and what's more challenging about these sorts of things?
I don't think it's more of a challenge, but I think essentially it's, you know, everyone that's really passionate about the sport, whether it's golf, whether it's football, any kind of sport, they know about these events right away, especially the locals. And if it's something that's reoccurring, where, you know, BMW Championship, that was at Caves Valley back in 21. Now it's coming back in 25. I mean, Lund's inbox was blowing up with reporters and local outlets like, hey, how do we get in on this? How can we? And we got to be like, hey, you know, let's pump the brakes. We know you guys are excited just as much as we are. So, you know, we figuring out and organizing, I think, right off the bat of like all of the enthusiastic reporters or beat writers that might be interested in covering an event that's in the area. It's probably the first challenge, I would say, but it's a great challenge to have.
It is, Mike, but you bring up a good point. Matt, maybe you could build on that a little bit. You know, the fact that you don't always have a client where everyone's clamoring to cover, right? And everyone's really excited about it. Oftentimes it's the opposite, and we got to make it interesting, and we got to sell it. This is more about really being thoughtful and organized, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. BMW Championship being such a prestigious PGA Tour event kind of sells itself. You know, when I compare that against something like a Maryland Five Star with our other client, the Maryland Sports Commission, their nonprofit arm, Sport Corp, you know, that's such a niche sport of eventing that you really have to continuously hammer the point home to people. It's got to kind of stick in the psyche of, you know, not only your horse equestrian fan base, but the people outside of that that just want to have a good time one weekend in October, you know, with their friends, family, and it's kids, people of all ages. So it's that to me is a little bit of a challenge there when you don't have a sport that is kind of culturally or mainstream, you know, mainstream in that regard.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, with you guys too, I think it's interesting to see how whether sports is at the forefront and really a client or just weaves into other aspects of our client base. So for instance, you know, we love bringing partnerships, bringing clients together. We talk about this all the time. And, you know, Cal Ripken's been a longtime friend and client of us, you know, since the very beginning, and also happens to like the sport of golf. And so, you know, now we have Cal involved in media days at both of these prestigious tournaments because he thinks it's kind of fun. They're excited because it's there's no more of a local Maryland tie than Cal Ripken Jr. So then even looking at our relationship with Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation, their effort to get into the NFL and utilize the NFL power and us partnering with friends at the Ravens. So I think even when sports might not be the primary client, it kind of ties into everything that we kind of do. It's in our bones, and we figure out ways in which to utilize it.
It's woven into our DNA, right? You know, as you said, you started with two clients, both sports. We've evolved so much. We always talk about how our company evolves, and we've gotten into so many other avenues of business, but the common thread is at times sports.
Yeah.
You know, and how mm-hmm. we leverage our friends and partners in certain industries
there's
teams.
Power in that, you yeah. know, and it is the funny, you know, whenever a sporting event does come to town, we always say, well, we're getting that, right? Like that is not yep. going anywhere else. Yep. We're getting that. That is where we shine. That is nobody else can beat us out for that. And generally we're pretty successful with that. Mike, when you've been working on several sports accounts for a while now, what blows your hair back? What gives you the most joy?
I honestly just seeing the results and seeing how much media attention we're able to get for our clients, especially the sports ones specifically. You know, when we're able to say, hey, we were able to secure an interview for you on WJLA as an earned opportunity, just seeing our clients' reaction of like, that's awesome. And like, that really fuels us for sure, especially me personally. That and then just seeing the success of the event itself, hearing, you know, going back to Five Star, it's a very niche community. And now at this point, last year they did phenomenal on ticket sales. And, you know, that's props to Lund on how well he's been promoting and working on with the community and the local outlets. And just watching that kind of grow is something that, you know, Lund and I are very proud of, where, you know, it was just an equestrian event.
That's Jack the Greyhound in the background, by the way. Real life noise for everybody.
But I really am proud to see where now it's starting to, especially Maryland Fives.
That's brutal. That's our dog. That's Jack. He's in today. Sorry for the lifelike sounds. He wants a treat as usual. So one other partnership that we really are proud of is one that brings together an iconic restaurant here in Maryland and the BMW Championship. It's the second time we're bringing these two parties together, but this one's a little more enhanced, isn't it, Matt? Maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah, this go around, I mean, Jimmy's Seafood, Jimmy's Famous Seafood, fantastic partner, and doing something really fun and exciting with them this summer to help promote the BMW Championship. Little teaser, if everybody's familiar with their tailgate events, we're going to be doing something where it's really going to be promoting, you know, the event coming back to town and kind of partnering with the strength of the Jimmy's tailgate. Great partnership with them, and it kind of hits all of our different buckets that we talk about, right, John? So earned, owned, and paid is kind of going to be working together in unison with this particular event. And, you know, we did a lot with the BMW Championship in 21, continuously finding new ways to help market and promote the event. And this was one way to do it, and a lot of other stuff coming up to get the community re-energized about the event.
Sometimes with our sports clients, it's not always so overtly interesting and dynamic, and you know that where you have to be. And you guys were talking a little bit earlier about Maryland Five Star, how you have to educate people about it. Another one that comes to mind a little bit is our five Baltimore City owned golf courses, like right Maryland's Classic Five. Amazing history these courses. They get a lot of rounds. They've been a client of ours for over a decade now. But that takes a little bit more in terms of the creativity and the storytelling and raising awareness about those city courses, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're a legacy client of ours. The courses kind of sell themselves, right? It's not necessarily always about we need to sell tee times and kind of bang in the ears of people there. It's really getting creative in our social media content. And my colleague Emma Hoddle and I, you know, we've tried to find ways to get creative and you know, market the courses for what they are. And there's a lot of historical value to them and just quite frankly, a lot of beauty. So, you know, it's not always just, it's not really earned media. It's kind of diving in and deep into the owned part of this and being able to tell the story that way and gaining new followers. And we've been able to really with Emma's lead, pushing that and getting new people to follow the channels and get out there and play the sport of golf.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, everybody out there too, oftentimes it is these short-term engagements. It is these projects that are certainly enjoyable and exciting to work on, but can be challenging because you have a short window of success. And one that comes to mind to me is the Athletes Unlimited lacrosse, the women's lacrosse that comes to Hunt Valley every year. And Mike, you've been spearheading that for the last few years and very exciting. Great to have the best women lacrosse players in the world up right up the road, but there are challenges as well, isn't there?
Yes, there's a ton of challenges there. I mean, luckily, you know, Maryland is now known for lacrosse, so right next to the hometown of New York. So, you know, there's challenges all around where, you know, a lot of the attention for lacrosse is mainly towards the men's side of the sport versus the women's, which is, I think, just in general, the last few years has been always an issue all across the board in sports. But, you know, with the recent surge of Caitlin Clark and bringing the attention to women's sports in general, that really elevated our recognition for Athletes Unlimited as an organization, but lacrosse in general. But before that, it was, how do we make this interesting? How do we tell the story of these athletes and how we explain that these are the best of the best women in lacrosse? Like, how do we emphasize that to the audience of that may just know that's just lacrosse, but they don't understand it's women's lacrosse organized by women for women, and that the whole game is totally different compared to the men's. And that was something when we got the okay from them saying, hey, we love to work with Maroon PR. That was my first goal, is how do I make this as mainstream as men's sport?
Yeah. And I think the recent rise of Caitlin Clark over the last few years, I think, has really helped elevate all of women's sports, but also just to help people understand how tremendous these athletes are, how compelling their stories are. And, you know, right now we're working with the noted photojournalist Gene Frewth and the former president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, Jeff Idelson, promoting their documentary called See Her, Be Her, which is on Amazon Prime. And that's really, again, going back to the women's empowerment issue and finding energy behind that, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. And same when I heard about Grassroots and I heard about See Her, Be Her, I went straight into the same way of how can we promote this? How do we tell the story that Gene put in this great book that's now a documentary? How do we tell that story to nationally? And, you know, I'm still working on it. I'm still grinding some cool ideas ready for them. I don't want to spoil anything yet, so everyone's going to have to stay tuned. But I have a lot of cool things coming up that I think will be great for See Her, Be Her, and Grassroots altogether.
No, that's great. Matt, talk a little bit about, so like when you came to us, right? I remember, was it 5 years now?
A little after 5 years.
Yeah, so just more than 5 years. You came to us and obviously never worked at an agency before, but you had a bit of a sports background, right? Baseball Factory, Masson Sports before that and all that good stuff. How's the transition been to you? And really what excites you day in and day out? Because I know you don't, well, you obviously don't work exclusively on sports accounts, but just generally speaking, how'd that transition go for you?
Yeah, I mean, personally for me, I always want to continue to round out my skill set and get better and better and better. And yeah, I mean, little to none in terms of the PR world. Thankful that, you know, I had the opportunity. But, you know, I think from my past careers, the learning curve was a bit shorter, which I was thankful for, to just be able to jump right in and then to be able to have the opportunity to work in sports. Some of these sports clients made that transition easier. But now, you know, kind of going off a little bit, but the nonprofit world that we work in, and Mike and I work a lot with NLUMF, which is the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, helping tell their story. You know, that brings me joy. And being able to help get the word out about them, just getting those wins, you know, for events, kind of going back to sports now, you know, getting people engaged and excited about the events that we're in charge of promoting, you know, and utilizing relationships and resources that we have, that that gets me energized. And, you know, and I think just continuing to do that is going to be key.
And Matt, I want to dovetail a little bit, staying with you for a second, into the Maryland Sport Commission and Maryland Sport and Entertainment Corporation. We touched on them a little bit previously, but, you know, they brought us on. They're doing amazing things. Terry Hazeltine is running these organizations, bringing events to Maryland of all shapes and sizes. And there was really a desire to help people understand all that they're doing to generate, you know, heads in beds, as Terry likes to say, revenue for the state through sports. And really, that was a gradual build with him and his team to really get their assets in place, use earned, owned, and paid to really help tell the story of them. That's had to be very gratifying because you see they continue to be out there. They continue to grow and elevate.
Well, they're small and mighty. They're small but mighty. You know, they're a small team, you know, and they entrust in us to get their story out there. They hadn't really had that in place before. And, you know, we work to explain what it is that MSC is. They fuel the sports tourism industry in the state. Their nonprofit arm, Sport Corp, puts these larger annual events together, incubates them, grows them. They have, you know, special teams that work on these. For example, Five Star. We're coming into our third year now working with them and have helped elevate this event every year, getting more people to Fairhill and Elkton to watch beautiful horses compete and, you know, have a great time with family and friends. And it's kid friendly. It's, you know, it's the place to be in October is the tagline that we helped come up with. And so, you know, again, we're trying to get more and more people to understand that this is happening each October. And so, yeah, we're helping them just kind of explain what it is that they do, because not a lot of people know what it is that they do.
This is John Maroon. I'm talking with Matt Lund and Mike Twiname here with our talented but silent producer, Emma. We're talking about Maroon Plays today. And just to remind you, Maroon Plays is our sports arm. It's when we started the agency, we were only sports. We dovetailed out. And then there was a reluctance until about a year ago for me to really kind of lean into our strengths and lean into them and say them out loud, right? We knew what they were internally, but there was this fear of like alienating or pigeonholing us, and we did it. And I don't know how you guys feel, but I feel it's really helped us, and it enhanced our strengths, and it certainly hasn't stopped other clients from joining us that maybe don't fall into one of these verticals. But I think it's been an important role, Mike, in you know, played an important role in defining our strengths and who we are.
Yeah, and I agree, John. I think all those questions that we said, I don't know if we want to pigeonhole ourselves into three spots, but really looking at how we've been doing right now, I think we've done a really great job of both, not just in plays, but gathers and cares. And I think it really solidifies us as, you know, when it comes to these three different pillars, like Maroon PR is the top dog.
Yeah. And you've been working on, sorry, Matt.
No, sometimes it's, you know, quality over quantity almost sometimes. You know, and I think we found our groove in terms of putting emphasis on these three buckets, but to your point, still bringing in others that maybe don't fit, but leaning into those strengths that we have in each of these categories is important.
Mike, one interesting project that we've taken on recently is working with USA Football, and you've been kind of helping on that a little bit. It's a shorter term project to get them through an exciting announcement with flag football coming to the Olympics in 2028, and them waiting for official designation as a national governing body. And it's a lot of planning right now, isn't it?
Yes, it's definitely a lot of planning that the normal person doesn't see when they read or even hear about USA Football. But there's also challenges, you know, when it comes to that client where, you know, people naturally think, okay, USA Football, that's, you know, the NFL, the National Football League, but not necessarily, you know, and that's something we emphasize and we always want to try to market where NFL players, yes, they could be considered part of the USA team, but, you know, NFL and the USA Football are two different areas, but they will come together for the common goal of, you know, hopefully getting the gold at LA Olympics in 28.
So, sports guys, before we wrap up, just delving into sports a little bit. As we grow in this space, we continue. Are there things that you look out there and you want to see Maroon PR land and work with? Are there different organizations or events that might be coming to our state or our region that you really want to see us land? For me, I'll start. I mean, it's always more golf,
yep.
Right?
I'm with you.
Yep.
I just love golf. And the nice thing is over the last few years, we formed really strong relationships with the PGA Tour, yeah. With the PGA of America, with the Western Golf Association, with Baltimore Country Club, with Congressional Country Club, with Caves Valley Golf Club. So I think all of that puts us in a really good position to do more of this as they come in. So anybody listening out there, generally how it works is the tour or the organizer, when they enter a market, they wisely bring on an agency in that market to help them really understand it and excel and drive the fans to the event. So that for me is a big driving force.
Yeah, well, the three of us love golf. So yeah, that I think we would all be on board with another major event coming into town. I'll take a little different path, going back to MSC and Sport Corp. They have the AAU Junior Olympics coming to town. It's not for another few years, but that's a huge, AAU is huge in the United States. And to have it right here in our backyard, and to figure out kind of how that's going to all play out in Baltimore is going to be really unique leading into the LA Olympics. So looking forward to that, and seeing how we can be effective for our client.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me personally, selfishly, I should say, you know, we cover a lot of the big sports, you know, baseball, football, soccer. We did a little bit with stateside. But for me, I would love to try to one day, if, you know, if the planets align, we could get a Winter Classic or a Stadium Series of the NHL here in DC area. It would be great to, you know, work with the NHL on that standpoint, because, you know, over the time, as Lund mentioned, we work on National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. We do work with some of these NHL teams, and, you know, doing something like that big of an event and working on it, promoting it the way that London and I've promoted for a lot of the events in town, would be like the icing on the cake, I think, in my PR, like checkbox, like goals.
Yeah. Now listen, so anybody out there with the PGA Tour or the National Hockey League, we're here for you. You can give us a ring. Hey, the last thing I want to touch on and we'll wrap up is really the interesting thing, because Mike, you reminded me of it when you said, hey, with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, we work with these NHL clubs, these MLB teams. We do fundraising events. We work with the clubs to promote them and whatnot. But there's so much interconnection, right? Another one of our verticals is Maroon Cares and all of our nonprofit clients. So you look at the Maryland Food Bank and their work with the Baltimore Orioles and the Baltimore Ravens. And we mentioned Marine Corps Scholarship Foundation earlier in their work and everything we do down with First Tee of DC and partnering them with other clients and organizations. So, I mean, maybe talk about to that a little bit about how sports really, in the end of the day, it goes beyond just the event, goes beyond even just the sport. It touches so many other things, all the work Terry's doing with different nonprofit organizations. Yeah. I mean, it's a connective tissue and it's in our DNA. So we're able to really utilize our contacts there to bring more power to our other clients.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I look at, you know, NLEOMF, you know, and figuring out ways to partner with some of our other long-standing clients, because there's a lot of synergy, you know, in terms of supporting law enforcement and the programs that go on. Yeah, the law enforcement appreciation events, we are, you know, we're tapping into different markets, market to market, and, you know, getting the word out there about those events are really important. Yeah, you just those partnerships, that they extend just well beyond kind of selling a ticket or, you know, getting a commercial out there.
Yeah, we always tell our clients, right? Like our clients are, you could potentially be your partners. Like, let's think it through. Where does it make sense? And sometimes we find them.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, when we do find those and we're able to make some connections and and everything kind of aligns. It's beautiful in a sense. And you know, from an earned standpoint of these connections and relationships, I look at it where, you know, sports essentially is a piece of, is bait in a sense, where we're, you know, we're throwing it out. Sports is a great thing. It's a common thing. Everyone knows about sports. Everyone loves a certain sport. But, you know, once we get the fish on there, which I consider to be media, we kind of reel them in and tell them, no, it's not just about this event. It's the story of our client. We're trying to tell the story. We're trying to spread the awareness of them. And that's kind of where I think sport really connects people, where, yeah, you could, and this is just in general, you know, you talk to a stranger, the first thing you want to talk about is a sport. So, you know, I think sport really does connect people. And that's kind of where we can kind of bring them in and tell them more about our client, not just about the sporting event or just this certain.
It's a really good point about being a hook, because it does help you get the attention that then you can redirect tactfully towards the client and the message you're trying to get out. But, you know, I think what I would encourage any PR pros out there, if you don't do it already, just be an open book. You know, share your relationship, share your clients with everybody else, and have those creative sessions of how to bring everybody together, because oftentimes there's more connections there than you think. Maybe you look at it on its face and you don't really see a connection, but you know, later today we have a call with the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation, the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, and that's to introduce them, because the Ripken Foundation has a Badges for Baseball program that works with law enforcement, and Cal Ripken Jr. is going to be reading names at the candlelight vigil this year in D.C. So there's a lot of connection, but I think on its face you look, there's two nonprofits, they do different things, maybe it doesn't make sense. The more you get to know them, the more you get to know what their goals are, you can really bring them together.
Yeah, and I think that's a strong suit of our organization. We really lean into our relationships with other clients and figure out that connective tissue. Yep. Maybe others don't do that, but we certainly do. And I think it helps extend relationships in certain ways.
And strengthen them.
Yeah, and strengthen
it. It strengthens our relationships. We drive growth through relationships is our ultimate tagline, and we really believe it. It's something we live. We don't just say and put it on a website, you know. Yep. But guys, thank you, Matt Lund, Mike Twiname. Thank you for your insights. Thank you for your feedback on Maroon Plays and all we're trying to achieve here. Hey, thanks again for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. Give us a follow at Maroon PR, and send along any suggestions you have for content. We'd love to hear them. See you next time. Hey, it's John Maroon again. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. And just a reminder, if you can, follow us on all the major social media platforms at Maroon PR. If you have an idea or suggestion, let us know what you think, and we'll see you soon.